two scientists think they have discovered the earliest fossils of bilateral creatures, meaning their bodies had a left and a right side and tops and bottoms. Why is this important? Well, if these fossils found in China are bilateral, it could tell scientists a lot more about when organisms on this planet started developing more complex body types. David Botcher is a professor of earth sciences at the University of Southern California. He's one of the co-discoverers. Welcome, Professor Botcher, and tell us, what is this thing, this fossil?
Well, we have on our hands a very tiny microscopic fossil. It's about the size of four human hairs if you lay them side by side. It has a lot of the features of complex bilaterian organisms, a mouth, an anus, a gut.
When you say age, how old is it?
It's about 600 million years old, which makes it the oldest bilaterian animal fossil yet found.
Why is it advantageous, evolutionarily speaking, for an organism to be bilateral?
Well, bilateral symmetry seems to be highly correlated with the ability to be an organism that moves in a particular direction.
So if you have a right and a left, then you also have a forward and a backward, and you can kind of figure out where you want to go, or that indeed there's some place to go.
That's right. That certainly seems to be how these animals are organized. And if you're going to eat something, you have to have a front end and a back end, and then you have to have some sort of sensory apparatus at the front end to tell you, oh, there's something good to eat, or go over here and you might find something that you like.
You mentioned the key parts of this thing. I was fascinated. A mouth, a gut, and an anus.
Yeah.
So this is huge. These things, they eat something, they must have some kind of digestive system, they must extract energy and protein from what they've eaten, and then excrete the waste material.
Yeah, and it's tiny, but it's scooting along on the seafloor. These are from shallow ocean waters, so where we think they lived, probably sucking up little microbes as it's doing that and ingesting them. Seems to have a fairly expandable gut, so it could probably eat a lot of these microbes. And there probably is a pretty long period of evolution before this organism had appeared that is responsible for this complexity. So we hope that we might find things further and back in time.
Professor, is there DNA in this creature? And do you hypothesize that there would be a DNA link between us and this little tiny fossil?
Well, unfortunately, DNA is a pretty volatile molecule. It's really difficult to preserve it. But certainly, yes, it is sort of an ancestral primitive bilaterian, and bilaterians appear to have evolved only once, and we are one of its descendants.
Bilaterians?
Bilaterians, which are all the bilaterally organized animals on Earth, and that represents about 99% of the animals that are on Earth, just about everything that you and I are familiar with. Sponges and corals and jellyfish are the things that aren't bilaterally symmetrical, and we would have to go snorkeling or scuba diving to, see those.
David Botcher, professor of earth sciences at the University of Southern California, thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.